But that was all
get booked place.
You got a book.
It's like a year in advance.
Because I said to Nancy,
there's Syracuse.
Syracuse.
I had a hard time.
Syracuse
is right where you had to find a new place for a meeting.
Not on campus, not off campus.
You better tell me where you want to stay. I don't know the reservations.
Please. You got to do it now.
Well, yeah. Find a good place. I don't know what's
there. They're probably all taken.
Don't you
why don't you stay,
stay with you?
Yeah, why don't you stay? Just stay with
us. Just stay with us. Well,
out with me.
What you call the one on Syracuse campus is nice. I stayed
stay
there.
With
that
her.
Was nice. I like
what?
That. At the Syracuse campus?
Stay with her.
Oh, you still? No, the Hilton. Is it Hilton? Is that what it's called? The Hilton?
Sheraton
College? No. Right on campus. Syracuse campus.
No,
it's not a holiday.
Sheraton.
That's nice.
Yeah. You have to make it.
Yeah, you have to do it now.
Yeah. Because then you got to figure when does Syracuse graduate. Because if it's around the same time,
Nancy better
I'll
too.
Call
because
you, if you, either you want to stay with me or I'll call. Like
because Syracuse graduates on a Saturday too. So,
she's not home.
I don't think they did it the same. I don't think they did it the same week as Lemoyne though. They wouldn't do that. They'd probably you.
Well,
one or the other has to be.
Mark can graduate on a Saturday.
Sunday. She's Saturday.
Yeah.
He's Sunday.
How many go
on a Saturday?
No,
well,
they can, you got to check and see
time
when
time
Syracuse
oh.
is graduating
oh.
because
oh.
they would book rooms too.
That's what Nancy said, that a lot of people, not a lot, but some of the people can stay on campus. I said, well, you better find
well,
out.
Oh, yeah. You got to camp. Remember? We saw when we went for coffee, the people the parents were staying.
In St. Mary's?
Yeah. So check there. I'd rather stay right on campus in it, even in
yeah.
another dorm room.
Yeah,
I'd
sure.
stay with you.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay with you.
No, I'd rather
that's
be
nice.
But, you
yeah.
know, I'd rather be right on campus
yeah.
than just walk
yeah.
to back
sure.
and forth.
Well,
to
yeah,
the
I'll call.
Dorm rooms, too.
Yeah, all right.
They make
check
the
I'll find out.
Undergraduates leave. So
yeah,
yeah,
the rooms
people
are
staying
empty.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. remember those dead family that we had coffee with?
Make sure you got reservations for Philip.
Well, that's
yeah,
right.
Make sure you got reservations for a hotel for Philip.
Yeah, if I'm home, I'm fine.
I mean, when he graduates.
Phil's got to get in before he can graduate.
Anthony will probably just
and when are you graduating? June what?
You know?
7.
Phillips.
7?
You came
Sunday.
To church.
Sunday? Night though,
okay.
right?
Huh?
Well, another
what's the
bottle
actual
already?
Ceremony?
Another bottle?
Yeah. I'll have another bottle.
Like?
Five.
A regular
church
for
her?
They changed it?
Yeah.
Who used to graduate like on a
Phillip.
Thursday?
They all graduated on a
Thursday.
Oh,
he's nice though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baccalaureate mass on the Sunday before, then they had graduation church. No, everything's on Sunday, so it's a whole big thing. A Sunday morning for the mass, and then there's a breakfast, and then there's a ceremony. And
now, when is he graduating?
The 7th and 10th.
It's on a Sunday?
I'll go to the...
When will these people have time
thing
to
at the end.
yeah.
I'll go to the party.
Thanks.
No, his party. You can't have a party that day.
No, because by the time you get out of there, it's too
yeah,
late.
It's too late.
You're going to have a double, aren't you?
Double.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm not doing two. No. So it doesn't have to be on the day he graduates. It can be on the day she graduates.
But I mean, you couldn't either. Even
if you wanted to.
It would be too late.
Because she won't be through anyway.
Oh, she'll be done.
Yeah,
she'll be done.
Done.
In May.
Oh, in May.
Yeah, but I mean, by the time he's out Sunday night, it's
yeah,
too
you
late.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's like I said, when
yeah.
you can't, do you have a party?
No.
Yeah.
I'll have her. There's the.
You're going to have a lot of kids staying on your floor.
Do they have any hotels near Nancy other than just like one or two?
They only have one hotel right in Huntington. Then you have to go to Altoona, which is like 26 miles. That's too far. So I no, like when we went to see her that parents' weekend, it was terrible. We finally, well, we got there on a Friday. Then Friday or Saturday was it? And then we took her back with us to Altoona. And then we got up the next day, had breakfast, and then we took her back to college. and then we had to travel all the mile back.
Again, so.
Yeah.
They only have one hotel there.
Shoot.
I failed to remind her this time that she better make reservations.
That would be all right.
Yeah, because she mentioned something that she thinks that there will be rooms available. So,
probably like first come first serve.
Yeah.
She should get the names in there.
Jennifer, check when you go back.
Suddenly. She's having Thanksgiving at George, did she tell you?
Yeah.
Nancy's?
Yeah.
I like George. He's funny.
His parents are so nice, really.
He's a nice funny kid.
Yeah.
He fit right in. He's not one of these you got to wait on.
He wasn't like real shy, but.
No. And he wasn't obnoxious.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't pushy.
Yeah. He was just kind of a, like, you knew him forever. He was just that kind of a kid.
Yeah, we'll
see. I asked her if she's going to get engaged for graduation to George. Hey, Christine! There's a wall. You spend a lot of time at George.
No, not me.
Jennifer?
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Oh,
not me.
Oh, somebody said Kim was getting engaged, huh?
Susie said.
Susie
had a feeling.
Oh, is she?
Oh, this is not like...
Feeling.
Yeah. You're being taped.
I am. I'm dressed for karaoke. I told you.
You got black.
So what are we going to do?
What are they going to do?
I'm so excited.
Lonnie, you want one?
No.
What's the song that we do with Peppa?
Stop. In the name of love, before you break my heart, and get all over.
Where's the
yeah! There we go!
careful!
Are you all right? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Watch it or fall there. Oh, Jesus. You want to karaoke with us, too?
What is that, cream cheese or what?
Did you ever see the karaoke thing where you sing with the music? It's funny.
Yeah. I'm going to take the vegetables off.
You don't like that? The karaoke thing. I get choked. It tapes you, and then when you listen to it, it's your voice singing with the music. It's
true.
Funny.
Maybe you won't.
Everybody sounds silly.
Sunday coming home for Thanksgiving, I mean for Christmas, with Jack and Sandy.
I don't know. She called me and she says to tell you about Happy Thanksgiving, and she says and Healthy Thanksgiving. And she's working.
Oh, good.
She's working today?
No, she's working at a job.
What is she doing?
What is she doing?
Both the same?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
We're trying to find out what's the
end. She is a barmaid?
She's a tango dancer. Susie working too.
Or 35 o'clock.
Oh, all right.
But what the report she's got to give it to the
nurse. She's telling us about Sandy got a job and she didn't get through telling us.
She's laughing.
She's making donut holes.
That's why I said making donut holes.
In Florida?
Just 2 blocks away from her, from that clubhouse, you know?
Mark said Frank's parents are renting a place down in Fort Lauderdale for a whole month in January. So Frank called him and invited him to come down for a week. So he thinks, because in January he gets vacation, so he may go down.
I was laughing so much.
I called Leo today.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. They were doing good. She said she was pretty good today.
Your mother.
I know. Yeah. Leo found a Polish butcher.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Well, he didn't know.
Butcher.
He said, I went into the butcher store. He said, to the guy, Jinkuya. And this guy came all the way from the back. And he says to him, what did you say? And Leo says, I knew right away because the way he said it.
Right.
And he must have been Polish. He said, I said, Jinkuya. And the guy says to him, Nima Zatso.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
and they said,
thank you. Nothing,
don't mention it. Yeah. So Leo said, oh my God, a friend. So he says to him, what did you buy? And he said, I'm having lamb. Leo
uh-huh.
likes lamb. And he says, give me that package. And he says to Leo, trust him for the Jews.
For the Jews?
Jews? Yeah. He said, I'll give you something good. So he took him in the back and he cut a leg of lamb. And he says to him, now what part do you want? So Leo says, the butt. And he said, no, butt is good only in ham, not in lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Lamb, you don't want that. You want the forefront. So Leo goes on and on and on. So he said he gave him this lamb, and Marge was fixing it today for him. And she has chicken. She hates lamb.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Richard likes it.
Pretty good today.
You
never had it.
Veal.
So I guess they're doing
she's
okay.
She's doing okay. She's feeling better. Never find out what's wrong with her.
Prime and
yeah, she has. Yeah. I forget that disease. It's a blood disease that she has, and it's from her father. The gene from her father. He was born in Italy, near the Mediterranean, and they had this virus. And because he married another Italian. That gene was passed on to her. She doesn't know about her brother. He may get it later in life.
Did she know about this when she was younger?
They didn't know. They just now are doing a blood study.
So what does this do to her? What kind of...
She gets a blackout. She doesn't get dizzy. She doesn't get anything.
Just like that?
She just blacks out and... Well, she falls.
Yeah, she can never drive then again.
And she doesn't go anywhere. And he can't. He's trapped.
Yeah.
He can't go anywhere because how can
you
leave her?
Yeah, you can't leave her.
Yeah.
So when she blacks out like this, does she stay out, come to by herself? Or?
Well, last week she had a blackout. The week before. She says she got up in the morning and she was going to put on a pot of coffee. She says she felt good. She never made it to the kitchen. She fell, like, right in the living room.
Oh, my God.
And when she came to, she's yelling for Leo. Leo, well, he was sleeping.
Yeah.
So he never heard her, you know. She said, when Leo falls asleep, he falls asleep. But she made noise, and the dog started to bark. And he must have woke up. Leo then came and helped her, but she crawled back, like, to a chair. And she said, but I couldn't get up. She said, and she gets, after the spell, completely exhausted. She said, just exhausted.
Exhausted.
She can't
help
it.
And how often does she get this?
Well, she can't even
know. Doesn't even know.
Know.
No. And it could leave her as fast as she gets it. She said,
that's awful.
Now, they took her blood, this one doctor, because they belong to this home, I forget the name of it. Some clinic there that they only take whatever disability money you get, like Medicare. You know.
Oh, so they take
get any bills or anything. So finally he took a blood test and they sent it to Washington, I think. And they came back. Now they're starting to make a study of this.
Oh.
Not on her account, but other people.
Other people.
Other people. And it's starting to hit them when they're in their 60s.
Yeah, that's terrible. Did her father have this? Did he used to black out and they didn't know why he was doing it? Or?
She doesn't remember, but he might have been a carrier.
Oh,
now,
he had it
her and Leo broke it because when you intermarry, the genes somehow
kind of just doesn't carry it.
They weaken.
So that the chances of her children having it are probably none. Well, that's good. But what, say if that's a recessive gene, say that Tommy or what's his name?
Johnny
or is carrying. And say they had married another Italian.
Yes.
Would that then?
Oh, yes. That could have gone on to their children.
Yeah.
So now
they're
waiting. They dealt with some disease control in Italy to see how they're treating this and what is wrong with these people. It's really something.
Yeah.
You figure my sister-in-law is, well, she's what, 69? All these years?
Nothing.
But she might have.
Maybe
always had a blood condition, didn't she?
Small symptoms that you don't pay much attention to or whatever, and you don't have them checked out, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
I forget the name of the disease. They just now named it something.
Isn't that awful about the guy that went hunting and killed his son?
Oh.
And then he killed himself? He didn't. He shot him by mistake. He thought he was a deer coming in the woods. Shot the kid. When he went to check, because he thought he shot a deer, he found he shot his son, dead.
Oh,
and he turned the gun on himself.
Oh, how tragic.
And he killed himself. Because he probably couldn't, he probably knew he couldn't face his wife and whatever, you know.
First time
that
he took
so
his son,
sad.
Too.
Yeah.
First time.
That's why today's paper said, make orange legal.
Yeah.
Make them wear the orange. That red and black check, you can't see that when it blends in with everything.
Something bright.
And you know, I think it's just like a reaction. It's they hear or see something through the corner of their eye moving and they just shoot without waiting to see what it is. That was sad. I don't know how old the kid was.
18.
How did you get there?
Is it together?
Yeah.
I think they were old.
Where is it? Chadwick.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
And I thought she had them hose like this. Kids got an overhaul.
Nice big cap.
Yeah.
You got a thread hanging from the bottom of your shirt.
Huh?
What
kind of
cap? There's a button.
And there's the...
You got a skirt, too.
Yeah, that's the mom.
Yeah, because I don't like that.
She could wear it with anything.
Yeah, but it's nice, comfortable.
Yeah.
What?
Jeffrey just stole your beer.
Here, want some, babe?
Is there a tie on this? Huh?
Yeah.
Is there a tie?
Did you see the Irene Phillips picture?
You should have
a
picture.
I saw them.
Of course.
You did.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that.
Before I sat down.
There's a Philip and I looked at
her. Nancy said she just had hers done.
Anthony.
Nancy said she just had hers taken.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
You found out more than I just
showed. Well, because Jennifer came home with her.
Oh.
So Nancy said she just had hers taken.
Phil, you remember Evan Otter, don't you? Yeah. Lynn does. Evan Otter's Jug Band Christmas?
Evan Otter. It's a Christmas
Greg doesn't
remember.
Cartoon
type thing. Yeah, it's not on every year. We saw it like once or twice,
something. Lynn, did your friend come with you?
Bill? Yeah.
Is Phil graduating the same time you are, or?
I don't know.
When you graduating, Glenn?
I don't know.
She graduated
whenever. Yeah.
Now it's her own pace.
That's right.
Nancy was telling me that to apply for graduate school, like at Syracuse, they won't even consider your application unless you've worked a year.
Oh, really?
Or more?
For what?
Graduate school. I'm a graduate student.
No, that's not true because my girlfriend got in.
She said they
for
told
the
her
business.
That. Business.
For the business. Yeah.
Well, she's not in business. She's in. She's like social human services. Human resources. I thought that was something different.
Labor relations.
Get more business.
Yeah.
Cornell University has a labor relations school here that they
Helen,
anybody can go. But it's supposed to be very, very good. I was thinking about going to that once or twice.
I know.
I didn't go, but I thought about it.
Good?
No.
No? Chris?
No.
Stella? Mary?
But yes, yeah, she said she talked to the woman there, and that's what she told her.
Yeah, for that, I just meant like the education.
Oh, maybe not. But now on television, I saw this program. They said it's so highly competitive now.
They have to
because there are no jobs. There are no jobs available, so many students are applying for graduate school now because there's no jobs around.
Right.
So now they're really just picking. They're being picky now. You know, they have a whole field of kids to choose from. So it's terrible, actually. Matt, Marion said, what's her name next door is laid off. So invite her over for coffee and the soap opera. She can see.
Go to exercise class.
Your girl next door.
She's working at the bank with me.
Where did she work at?
They went over to Citibank.
She was working for Citibank?
Well, yeah.
One of their subsidiaries or something, and then she got laid off from them?
Her and the guy that was running it.
Oh, really?
This is Gina told me. She saw it in half the game.
And how does Gina like her job? She doesn't? Oh.
But she said...
She's over here at the campus, right? Or in Audubon?
Uterland. She lives in Audubon. No. She works at... that building across, you beat the...
Yeah, oh, okay. She doesn't like it?
She said no.
You got a sticker. No.
I'll just keep putting my legs in there.
What does she do, secretarial work, or what does she do?
I don't know what she did, but anyway, she's not doing what she was really hired for, so it's like...
Wait, didn't they lay off quite a bit of money in the county?
You're getting a permit.
$1,500.
Yeah.
It's pretty. Louis Croce.
Is her name Mary?
I think so.
Mary,
you're kidding me. After all these years, he's got grown boys.
It's perfect. I think they're divorced already. I saw it in there. Then I saw this mental hygiene incompetent thing on a Louis Croce, and I thought, that can't be him. Well, I don't think it's him. I think it's an older man than Louis Croce. But yeah, then I saw Louie and Mary. But I think, I think to go
she
from had
him,
maybe
had
him. It used to be like, he used to be a beautician.
Him divorced the girl.
Really?
I have to check that out, but I think that's the way it is.
Was he on Epidrome?
Yes.
They've got to have grown children.
Oh, yeah. And then he was in, when he had that place on
Otto's.
He was in court about Otto's. I don't know what he did in Otto's.
You know that I lived there with Cindy a couple years ago, and I just missed
him.
Yeah.
He was in court, when I was the court clerk on this Otto thing.
Do you remember?
I remember him. But
did he look like himself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had those things.
Oh, yeah.
And he saw me in halls. But whether he knew me or not, I didn't want to embarrass him or anything.
Yeah.
I thought, well, if I say something, he might be embarrassed. But then I'm thinking to myself, he wouldn't be embarrassed. He didn't care.
He doesn't care. Now, he had
a mess out of his life. Yeah. He was sick there for a while because he was supposed to, I think he was supposed to have been sentenced on something. I don't know. It had something to do with that Otto.
Then he got the doctor. He got the doctor in trouble with Valium or whatever he was given.
Oh, he was in a mess of trouble there for a while. Then I didn't hear anything about him for a long time. And now I was going through the computer looking for something, and I see his name again. And I thought, gee, and it was Mary, the matrimonial. And I thought, I wonder if it's, his wife was Mary. It sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure. But I think it is, yeah. You ever wonder whatever happened to that Shannon? She was good.
She was good.
Oh, she had a neck for hair. Now, she has got to be seven in her 70s now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was
good.
Yeah.
And I always thought that her and Vance just were great to me.
We used to go over there around the holidays and get smashed before you left the place.
Oh, yeah. They were so
used to have the last appointments. I'll never forget it. I remember the two of us would go. Want some wine, girl? Sure, we'll have a glass of wine. You gotta walk out of there, you're half tipsy. Well, sure, and he'd be pouring the wine, and we were tipsy by the time we walked out of that place.
Then he moved all the way out
at near the town show, remember?
Yeah.
We went there.
And then we went to on Union Road when he
was
there.
He went there. We followed him around.
Yeah.
Then he
went into real estate.
Yeah, well, he screwed that up too.
Some bad deals.
Should have just stuck to hairdressing and
he had a good
he's business.
The one that started me with those updos, the French twist. I would have never thought, never.
He really did, and I mean, he just whipped it right up. And
like he said, oh no. And it seemed after he left, I mean, I go to Carol's and that, but it was done
nobody like, really
like
did
a Polish
it the same. Nobody did it like
with that wiener in the back.
Yeah,
and
it's so smooth.
And I said, it's so mad when I saw that wiener. Oh, so I said, tell us, flatten that wiener.
When he did it, it was flat at the bottom.
Yeah.
And he just.
Yeah. And it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
When you would go and have your hair done there, you didn't really have to touch it for a week. Till next week, really.
Yeah. And not all of that. Well, he used to spray it, but not really that
but
lacquer.
But he used that
like
nice
that,
spray that. It was stiff, but not, I don't know, it didn't, it always
there really is
nice.
No one good. Mm-hmm. No one. No one good now. Like, I go
that,
to
I go to that Mary Jo's. She worked at Cordo's, and then she opened up her own shop on Southside. So I went to her, and she really has a good hand for cutting.
Yeah, she
does. Yeah, she does. But this last time, she didn't give me a good haircut at all. So I don't know if she was in a hurry or, I don't know. But almost all, and she always gave me a good haircut. She always took her time. This time, you know how when you're sitting in the chair,
you know
that it's not going to be right or whatever? So she cut it the last time, and so I just did it myself. I thought, I'm not going to bother.
You do it better for yourself.
Well, I don't. I got to fiddle around because I know where the mistakes are, but, you know, I'm not going to go and pay somebody if I can work it out myself and get the same result.
You did good, Stella.
You know, I know that Nancy's, but she leaves long hair here, and I hate it.
Then you don't get the body up there.
Yeah.
All you get is flat.
Yeah. And then whenever I wash it and go to curl it, it's long hair here and short, so short that I can't do nothing all the way around, but long hair.
Up in there. Whenever I went to Mary Jo, she would always say, I always wanted, like, she would do it one length.
Yeah.
And then just bob it for me, which I like. I like that. Now, like, now it's too short. But she bob it, so I like that.
Yeah.
But she would always say to me, you want layers up here, though, don't you?
Yeah, I need them.
Because she wants, she says, you like height. And I do like a little height. I don't like it flat. She always did it really nice for me. But this last time, but it could have just been that one.
Maybe one of her days.
Just didn't work out. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, but I didn't like the time you had for them there.
Yeah, that's the only
thing. That was like being at Helene's, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know,
when I was a kid, we used to go
hours.
Permanent. Mm-hmm. You were there from morning till late afternoon. Over five hours.
Yeah.
Over.
And she would never offer you anything to drink,
to
not
drink.
A cup of coffee, not anything. And this was in her, right around her, I mean, her house was right there, for crying out loud.
Marion.
She was so punky.
You took forever.
Then she'd get a permanent with the machine. Water. You'd put them these clips on your on each rod, you know, and it would be like a.
You'd
a
go by Lottie Midlas too.
Yeah.
She was another one.
Living room or in the dining room, whatever.
She went for coffee.
Even Lottie, she used to go for coffee in the kitchen.
My hair limp.
Yeah.
Out of word of life. And that was the time when nobody was wearing their hair.
For the kitchen.
And she it was out like this. It was awful.
She did
I
a good
cried
shingle,
and
though.
Cried. Yes, she did.
She gave a good shingle. And she waved your hair.
Yeah, that she was good at, and she really did a nice take on it.
She
gave a good haircut.
Yeah,
but of course she was just so slow.
I don't know why the hell she was so
slow. Nanny gave me a permanent once, too.
Not even?
Once and only once. I would never allow her to touch my hair again.
Remember that time?
Yo! Talk about Afro. When Afro wasn't even in style, my God.
Started
you're a frizz ball. I was a frizz ball. I wasn't even an afro. It was just a frizz.
Remember when terrible. Jennifer, the first time Jennifer had a perm when she came home, was the funniest
she
thing.
She put something on her head.
She wore her. Well, she wore her.
Her ball. Her ball. Because
she came home and she's got this hood on, mm-hmm. and she ran right upstairs.
No, first she threw her bag up the stairs, almost hit me. Yeah. Bang! The door slams. And I'm like, I was on the phone. I was like, oh, I don't know. My sister just walked in. I think something's wrong. And then she ran upstairs.
I looked like a damn poodle. she
saw me.
Then she came down to eat and she dragged the towel around her head.
She barricaded herself for a while in her
my
room.
Hair takes like this. I mean, this last time I gave myself a rave because I like rave and it takes real well. Time before I bought rave number one and it's just for body and that was perfect. Yeah. This time I bought the second one and it said if your hair is colored 25 minutes no longer. Well, I thought 5 more minutes. What the hell? 5 more minutes?
Too long.
Jeez. Yeah. It was tight and dry. I can't. My hair takes, I shouldn't even leave it in 25 minutes. When I went to Cordo's that time in Mary Jo, everybody was 45 minutes. Didn't matter what their hair was. It could be this short. It could be her length. They were all sitting. We were five of us sitting in the room. My hair was this short. 45 minutes, everybody was under there, no matter what. So when I came out of there, now you've got short hair like this. You know what it looks like when you get a permanent short hair like this? You've got nothing. You're tight as you're wound tight as anything. And I said to her, I said, my hair takes fast. I can't be under here very long. That was my fault. I should have said to her after 15 minutes, get me out of here.
Or,
you know,
check or check.
Yeah.
Remember you gave me a permanent? You gave me a really short short?
I remember.
Well,
it was nice.
You don't remember, but you know it was nice.
I don't remember.
I don't sure, but not that sure.
I don't remember.
It grows bad.
Yeah, right. It does grow bad.
Yeah.
And your hair relaxes, too, after a few washes.
But it's just waiting for that
time
to come where it, you know, relaxes.
Yeah. Well, that's what when Jennifer had her, they kept telling her, don't worry at all.
Especially if your hair is long, it will relax.
Hers was short at the time, but...
That rave I gave you was nice. That came out good.
That was one of the best ones.
Yeah. Oh, there I was.
Rave is good.
I was standing there and I was out here and winding her hair. I mean, her hair is that long, so now you got to wind and wind and wind. But I'll tell you, it's easier to do...
longer
than it is to do short hair.
Yeah,
I can't do hers. Hers pop out everywhere.
Now
I would never do her
even if you
again.
Use those papers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pops. Her hair used to pop out of the paper. Pop out. You wind it up. It get real nice. You stick it in, and it was so stubborn that it would pop the rod.
Ooh.
Yours.
Yeah.
Now maybe not because you're all gray now, so maybe it's more relaxed. But when it was stubborn gray. Yeah. You'd wind it would look real nice. Then all of a sudden, the thing would pop right out. because her hair was so stubborn,
hi.
She was popping it out. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Susie Q. Kelly was going to come, but she's sick.
She's got that flu? Yeah, a lot of people at work have that.
She's throwing up, so I said, well, you better just stay.
Yeah, we don't want it.
Yeah. She can't eat anyways. I said, what's the point?
I don't think it's this thing.
You do? That color?
Yes, well, more well. Like,
wider well?
He said we had the turkey patrol call today already. But he's not calling anymore,
oh,
so
he
must be doing it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. She's giving him stuffing the last time when he was home to take and he froze it.
Yeah.
So he had stuffing.
Oh, that was half
the bag. So he had that. Yeah. And then he bought a 12-pound turkey last night. He said, Mom, that's the smallest I can get. I said, that's all right, because you really won't get that much out of a 12-pounder, you know. I said, buy a breast. No, he said, we'll eat the whole thing. He said, they'll come back,
that's
you know, and they'll want it. So then he bought the whole thing.
Wegmans was selling fresh turkeys, and Uncle and I were there the other day. There was a line for the fresh turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Because a girl at work was telling me she heard something on the radio or something that said, you're better off this year, for whatever reason, to buy a fresh turkey because
well,
there was something with the turkeys.
To see if I could order one, and I had it picked up yesterday.
Yeah.
They had me at home, like,
I hate the whole box.
I said to the girls at work, I said, you know, we had the Wegmans turkeys, and they've been really good.
Well, there was the one brand, they had to recall some because they were afraid that they had been
some
thawed and then refrozen.
Yeah? This year?
Yeah, I just heard it on the...
Was it like a name brand or like a store brand?
No, it was a name brand, like Butterball or...
Swift's maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember. It wasn't Butterball, but I don't remember what it was.
It was
a name brand.
Is Mark sent a turkey?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't called too often, so he must have the hang of it.
Once. So
yeah,
twice.
About the stuffing.
Where you bought the stuffing that, see, that was it. And,
we were laughing the other day at work. We were talking about making turkeys and stuff, and Chris Jankowski said, well, one of her girlfriends one time made a turkey, first time, and she said, oh, she was so proud of herself, she made the turkey. She left the bag, and she said, well, nobody saw it, right? She said, everybody saw it. I said, oh, my God, that's terrible. How would anybody keep a bag in there? Mary Kirkpatrick, she goes, I did it, but nobody saw it, and I didn't tell anybody. She says, well... I thought
inside with
the giblets in it and stuff. You know, there's
a
bag inside. Yeah.
I didn't even see the turkey.
So I said to Mary, didn't you know? Didn't you? She says, I saw the thing. She said it said ready to cook. So she said, nobody told me I had to clean it. She said, so I put it in the oven. This girl at work. She put it in with all the guts and everything and the bag inside and everything. She said, but nobody knew it. But she ate it. It was good.
What, a turkey?
Yeah.
We made turkey at school.
The junk that you get inside of it, you know, the
geese.
We made turkey at school. I had to clean it.
Oh.
I had to stick my hand in there. We made turkey dinner for our apartment and the guys next door.
A 20-pound turkey? Wow.
Yeah.
Did it come out good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We put it in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
In the bag.
Plastic bag.
Turkey bag.
Roasting bag.
It, like, speeds up the time that you...
Well, you don't ever have to look at it.
You don't have to worry
about
it.
It only took three
used to do it in a brown paper bag. And you can do it in a brown paper bag. But then they start saying something about you better be careful about doing it in the brown paper bag and stuff.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
So then
it's no good, they said.
Yeah.
We had turkey, mashed potatoes, yams, stuffing, corn, homemade pumpkin pie.
Who made the pies?
Karen. We had a frozen raspberry pie, homemade apple strudel.
Gee. Not bad.
And the guys brought all the drinks
punch.
And they cleaned up.
Whoa, you got them guys trained.
Yeah.
That's good. See, you're getting experience in cooking.
She cleaned the turkey.
I cleaned the turkey.
Yeah,
that's the only one that would do it. And I did the
ends. Who prepared it to get in the oven? You?
No.
Cleaned it and prepared it?
No, I cleaned it. They prepared it. We stuffed the turkey.
Did you stuff it?
We put the stuffing inside the turkey.
It's supposed not to be good, though. I thought.
And we made some. We put half of it in the turkey and then we
you can
some.
Do that.
You can do, but if you're stuck with the, when
it's
you're ready to bake
when
it,
you
out,
stuff
yeah.
it, you shouldn't
you
stuff it in the oven overnight.
Oh,
bacteria.
No, what we stuffed it.
Remember
we
used to stuff
it.
It
we used to stuff it all the time. Yeah, it's just last. I don't know, 5 or 10 years maybe that we don't.
Wrapping it or
everybody did. Nanny used to stuff it all the time.
And before dinner we had punch made out of champagne, orange juice, and pineapple juice, and we all sat around and watched Jeopardy. And listened to music.
You watched Jeopardy drinking champagne punch.
Yeah, and then the guys, they
you
bought
all the answers, didn't you?
They bought candles for the table.
Wow.
The guys did. We had dinner music.
Whoa.
It was fun. Telling them about Thanksgiving dinner at school.
Oh, you had
we one? Made one for our apartment and the guys next door.
Oh, nice.
12 people.
Wow.
20-pound turkey.
Ooh. Well, see, now, Jennifer, you could just bunch of her whip it all up for you, Mayor.
I know. Let's see how.
I slice the apples.
What? You're good in something, Lynch.
I'm good in something? Yeah,
mean,
there's got to be something
some
I can
some kind
do.
Of a
no, dish. Fancy dish that you made that...
She
makes them thin. I like fat noodles.
So do I.
You
really like thin.
You do. We do.
I just try to
because Uncle gets angry. I look at the paper. Oh, there's a two-bedroom ranch in Williamsville.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not moving to Williamsville. I said, why not? You're close to everything there.
You got your cabin.
I
don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, I like it. I have
a person.
Then
you have
a
person. You have a drugstore.
You've got everything.
My mother can freeze it.
Yeah.
And then
your nose. She does.
Maybe
too
this one.
Yeah.
Too early.
There must have been a new bus driver until the other day. Tuesday. So he went out and he's waiting for the bus. And I see the bus coming. And the bus is going so slow. And I think maybe something's wrong with the bus. Mm-hmm. Like he turned the corner and he made a dead stop right at the corner. And I said, oh, the bus isn't going to make it. So then he kind of inched up towards Philip, and Philip got on the bus. Then the bus whizzed back. I think maybe the guy wasn't sure where he was going. When Philip came home, I said, what was wrong with the bus? And he said, a different bus driver. He said, he was passing all these kids waiting
for that bus.
Signed, and the guy would say to the kids on the bus, is that one of ours? And he just kept going, and it helps kept going like 90.
Well,
felt like it. Then he passed one kid, and he said, was that ours? And they said, yeah. And he said, oh, maybe I should,
go back.
Go back and kick him. I'm thinking, how many kids did he
leave? How many did he leave behind?
I thought Philip
didn't
take the bus.
Philip takes the bus. He didn't when I worked downtown.
Yeah.
Now he's
going to
take the bus.
Well, Philip, Anthony wasn't working. He didn't take the bus. But now he's got to take the bus. Nobody
around is
driving to work.
Judy's uncle lives on the street.
Oh, does she?
Does Neil O'Donnell from PAL.
And I saw the name because I think somebody, you know where I saw the name? He put a thing in my box. He's collecting for one of the charities.
Do you remember him? Jimmy McNeese used to work for him.
The names, though.
Up on the 10th floor at the PAL. Do you remember at City Hall?
I remember going and seeing Jimmy, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah. Neil O'Donnell. And he lives on the street.
Yeah,
I think Judy told me 55.
I think he lives across the street.
like the cross in the middle. Because he left the thing in my mailbox.
He must have been by collecting it during the day.
He's got a, I don't know, at that time, he used to have about 8 kids. He's got a lot of kids. But he's retired. Because I went to lunch with her and Clara and Ann last week Thursday. And I don't know what came up. I know. Where are you going for Thanksgiving? And I said to Mary. Judy said, where does she live again? I said, well, don't you think it's my uncle lives?
Yeah,
Neil O'Donnell. Small world.
She's not in any relation to that Judge O'Donnell. Is she in family?
I don't think so.
So nice.
This is her father's brother, Emma. Judy really liked him a lot. He's real tall.
How was work?
Tell us about work. I don't work anymore. I want to know how work is for people.
What floor do you work at? What is it?
Cardio.
Cardio.
People are
Are they better school?
Yeah,
we're always. Winter time must be.
That's what they went ahead and put me in the second floor.
They did not have a bed.
We never have a bed now.
They were putting me with a woman in.
The emergency was on the day. The was lower. They were calling
the emergency.
Yes, there was anybody discharged from early.
Get them out.
Put somebody else
in. Move in and move out. You're safe floor, but around the corner.